Library from 6:40 to 7:30.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is my final Memorial Day serving as Secretary of Defense. Every time, day of it, at war. I have had and will have no greater honor in my life than to serve and to lead our men and women in the armed forces. I will always keep them in my heart and my prayers as long as I live. For most Americans, Memorial Day weekend is a respite from work. But for those of us gathered here, it is an affirmation of our commitment to remember those heroes who have fought and died or been captured in defense of our nation. Not just this weekend, but every day of our lives. We have a sacred obligation to those who have borne the heavy burden in the past. The men and women now protecting us on the front line gain comfort knowing that if today they are missing or captured, we will not rest until they are accounted for and welcome home to the honor they deserve.
There's Defense Secretary Robert Gates speaking at the Rolling Thunder rally in Washington in his final Memorial Day speech as the Secretary of Defense. Memorial Day observations, understandably one of the big topics on talk radio yesterday and through the weekend, and that's our starting point in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go to Minnesota now, where talk host Tom Lyons spoke with retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly about the history of Memorial Day.
General, can you give us a little debriefing on Memorial Day, where it came from, what it really means to us?
Certainly, Tom. Memorial Day was first observed a couple years after the Civil War ended. So I think the first Memorial Day was the 30th of May, 1868, and originally it was known as Decoration Day, a day set aside to honor the Civil War dead by decorating their graves with flowers, flags, and so forth. The original date, as I said, was the 30th of May, so today we're celebrating Memorial Day on its historic date. And it was selected specifically because it wasn't the anniversary of a historic battle through the history of the Civil War. The 30th of May was a day that was calm and quiet. Originated by the Grand Army of the Republic, which was an organization of veterans, soldiers and sailors from the Civil War. And I think it's interesting when you read the general order that established and declared the first Decoration Day or Memorial Day. And this is what it said from General Logan. The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lay in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. In this observance, no form of ceremony is prescribed. Posts and comrades will fill their own way and arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances permit. Throughout the 1800s, Memorial Day was recognized and observed on the 30th, and then with the Spanish-American War and World War I, it transformed to become a day to remember all of those who had fallen in America's wars throughout our history.
Well, General, I'll copy that. That was headquarters of the Grand Army of the Republic, General Order Number 11. May 5th, 1868. General, seems to be some discussion. There's a lot of folks that want Memorial Day moved back to May 30th all the time instead of just a three-day weekend. But we celebrate it as a three-day weekend, but we should remember what it's really about, shouldn't we?
Well, I agree that we should remember what it's really about. And there is, like a lot of holidays, there's always a discussion about whether it should be on the traditional day or on the officially established day. Back in 1971, Congress declared that Memorial Day was going to be a national holiday, and it would be spent on the last Monday of May. One of the things I think it's important to remember about Memorial Day is that it's not intended to be a day of national mourning for those who have passed. There's a great quote out there that says words along the lines of, "Don't cry for them unless you knew them. Honor their service and their ultimate sacrifice. Remember them." So for those families who've lost loved ones in America's wars, we know today will be a hard and emotional day. For the rest of us, we need to have it be a day of respect and honor, remembering those Americans who gave their all for this country.
Coming up, more hosts and callers weigh in on the Memorial Day celebrations here on the Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It has everything you need to build the body of your dreams, to start the life of your dreams.
Start improving your body and life with Fitness Made Simple's New You Special, an exclusive offer only available by calling the toll-free number on this commercial, 1-800-717-0346.
I totally did
it! It really works.
I was ecstatic. It really has changed my life.
You put it together. It worked for me. It could work for anybody.
Order the New You Special today and get fitness celebrity John Bezos' breakthrough new DVD featuring his best workouts for sculpting six-pack abs. Get John's new book, our best-selling fat-burning workout DVD, and the Fitness Made Simple motivational music CD, all for just $29.95. You won't find this offer anywhere else. Call 1-800-717-0346.
Change your body, change your life with Fitness Made Simple.
Call 1-800-717-0346 now.
In an increasingly germophobic nation, you would think that people would take extra care to eliminate oral disease-causing germs from their mouths. Yet, according to a new report from the makers of Listerine Antiseptic, nearly 80% of Americans feel concerned about germs on their hands, while only 66% worry about germs in their mouths. Since one mouth can have more germs than there are people on Earth, we might want to think differently. Dr. John Dodes, dentist and consultant to the makers of Listerine, has more.
Many people don't realize that brushing only cleans approximately 25% of your mouth. The germs left behind can contribute to a buildup called plaque biofilm, increasing the risk for gingivitis and possibly broader health problems. That's why it's so important to brush, floss, and rinse with Listerine antiseptic twice a day. And, of course, visit your dentist at least twice a year to prevent problems and keep your mouth healthy.
For more information, visit www.listerine.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The focus is on Memorial Day in California. Host Mike Slater read a letter that really captures what the day is all about. This is a letter from a serviceman during World War II sent to his parents after he was killed.
Second Lieutenant Jack Lundberg, letter written. He's from Woods Cross, Utah. It's written on May 19th, 1944. Dear Mom, Pop, and family, now that I'm actually here, he's 25 years old, by the way. Now that I'm actually here, I see the chances of my returning to you all are quite slim. Therefore, I want to write this letter now while I am yet able. I want you to know how much I love each of you. You mean everything to me. And it is the realization of your love that gives me the courage to continue. Mom and Pop, we have caused you innumerable hardships and sacrifices. Sacrifices which you both made readily and gladly, that we might get more from life. I have always determined to show my appreciation to you by enabling you both to have more of the pleasures of life. But this war has prevented me from doing so the past 3 years. And if you receive this letter, I shall be unable to fulfill my desires. For I have requested that this letter be forwarded only in the event that I do not return. You have had many more times your share of illness and death in the family. but still you have continued to exemplify what true parents should. And I'm sorry to add to your grief. But at all times realize that my thoughts are of you constantly. And that I feel that in some small way I am helping to bring this wasteful war to a conclusion. Because we of the United States have something to fight for. And never more fully have I realized that. There's just no other country with comparable wealth, advancement, or standard of living. The USA is worth a sacrifice. Remember always that I love you each most fervently, and I am proud of you. And please consider Mary, my wife, as having taken my place in the family circle, and watch over each other. Love to my family, Jack. Jack Lundberg was killed 2.5 weeks after D-Day. He was 25 years old. Every day, we live our life as a tribute to their service. Every veteran, back to 1775 to today, we thank you, and we love you. And we're thinking of all those who went off to war and never came back home.
In Wisconsin, Taco's Johnny V speaking to callers about what they remember and who they remember on Memorial Day.
Rich, we have a caller. Rich on line one. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Retired Air Force, I'd just like to put out a commemoration to the 125 uniformed and civilian members of our Department of Defense who died 10 years ago this September 11th in the attack on the Pentagon.
Very well said. Very well said. That's a great thing to remember because we have that commemorative coming up September 11th. Gosh, it's hard to believe that was 10 years ago.
I was in D.C. that day.
Wow. Wow. I'm sure that's something that's etched in your mind forever.
To say the least.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for your service to the country. You're a great American.
Thank you very much, sir.
We appreciate that. Wow, there's an example. Yeah, you stop to think about it. Boy, 9/11, here we're going to commemorate 10 years of that coming up in September and all that, and I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of ceremonies and activities built around that, but it's just amazing. It's amazing that that was 10 years ago. We have Irv on line one. Good morning, Irv.
Good morning. My brother was killed in Vietnam May 20th, 1967, about 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. And he was drafted into the Marine Corps, and he was a gunner. And his lieutenant sent him up to set up in front of a crater. They should have thrown hand grenades into the crater first, but that didn't happen. And about a year ago, the Marines have put up a website for my brother, David Bendorf. Anybody can Google David Bendorf and read about about a 2 or 3 week battle. 400 or 500 men were being killed a week. And anyway, they put up this website, and within a short time after I clicked onto the website, and a guy from Lake Placid, New York, emailed me and said, I was 30 feet away from your brother when he was killed.
Wow.
That one grabbed me.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And here's the honor to your brother then.
Thank you.
Honor your brother today. Thank you for sharing that.
Coming up, we'll hear what one widow, a military widow, is doing to honor the memory of her husband who was killed in Afghanistan.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Dutch Devin here on the Countdown. Talk radio, talk television, the focus. And that includes the observation of this year's Memorial Day. In North Carolina, host Wayne Powers spoke to a woman whose husband was killed in Afghanistan a couple of years ago. And since then, she's created an organization called Soul Widows to help young widows deal with the loss of their military loved ones.
Most people, I would imagine, you know, everybody deals with tragedy in their own way, Elizabeth. Most people that I know would probably say, you know, hey, I'm going to do my mourning and I need to go down with my life. Or they would just collapse and go into a shell. Those are two ways that people deal with or don't deal with personal tragedy of this magnitude. You chose a different path. Tell us about that path.
Well, I unfortunately had experienced grief earlier in my life, not long before my husband died. We had lost a son in childbirth, and since that had happened, I had always felt this desire to want to reach out and help other, you know, women dealing with the death of a child.
So you went from one death in the family right to another, and as a parent, to bury a child is, they say, the harshest thing that life can deal you.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I felt that, you know, I had this recurring pattern of grief happening in my life, and, you know, I didn't feel that it was right to just recoil and not give to the world from what my experiences had brought me. I knew that that's one thing that was going to help keep me going, to give me a purpose again.
So tell us what you decided to do.
I created an organization about 7 months after Brian's death called Soul Widows, and basically it's to help young widows age 60 and under, and we hold retreats where they can get away and have group therapy sessions and art therapy and really address the grief that they're living with every day.
So it's a support system for people who, for widows of our servicemen.
Yes, it is for them and also for widows of other circumstances, whether
it's right? Okay.
Accidents or
excellent
illness, yes.
In New Hampshire, host Grant Bossy talked to Congressman Charlie Bass of New Hampshire about a law he's working on to protect grieving military families from groups like the Westboro Baptist Church protesters.
Congressman, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about military funerals. Now, the Westboro Baptist Church, which is just a group of hateful idiots. I mean, they're despicable human beings, but they also are protected by the First Amendment. They've been picketing military funerals and saying disgusting things. It's really the most offensive group out. I mean, it makes a KKK look polite. right for crying out loud. And but what can be done to protect their First Amendment right to be idiots while at the same time protecting the families of these fallen soldiers who are just trying to bury their loved one in peace?
Well, the Constitution, as you point out, protects everybody, idiots as well as others. And the Westboro Baptist Church has been able to do what no one dared do, which is to desecrate, if you will, or attempt to, the funerals and funeral events and families of casualties in the war in the Middle East. When the Supreme Court overruled legislation that banned protests at events, efforts were made to limit the time and distance. I introduced a bill about three months ago, that would increase these limits and make them national. We have limits in New Hampshire, but you cannot. These guys can't demonstrate within 2 hours of a funeral, and they have to be more than 500 feet away. So at least the family has the peace around the ceremonies of not having to deal with people with signs. Now, these issues have been handled in the past by volunteers, attempting to protect the families. But I think we should have a national law that still upholds the constitutional right to protest, but at the same time keeping these individuals at such a distance that there is no way they can have any impact either visually or audibly on the process.
Coming up, we shift the focus to Sarah Palin, who has many talking about her this Memorial Day, as she made an appearance in Washington. It was pretty interesting.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, happening to be reviewing the world of talk radio on the countdown, the daily review of what happened over the weekend, especially and on Memorial Day. Sarah Palin making an appearance in Washington at the Rolling Thunder rally, spurring more conversation about whether she's getting ready to throw her hat in the ring. She's got some things to contend with, given that book that's by one of her former associates. ABC Cynthia McFadden and David Curley talk about Palin's Memorial Day appearance.
The Republican field expanded again this weekend with new hints for more potential candidates. Perhaps the biggest name of all, Sarah Palin, got things rolling on Sunday when she kicked off her East Coast tour on the back of a Harley. David Curley is in Washington with that. David.
Good morning, Cynthia. Sarah Palin showed up at this motorcycle memorial, thrusting herself back onto the political stage as she roared into Washington. The motorcycle she rode in, or rode on rather, had a picture of George Bush with the words, "Miss me yet?" And Palin had written on her hand, "Justice rolls."
It seemed an odd way to start a bus tour on the back of a motorcycle. But that's Sarah Palin, dressed from head to toe in black, even wearing heeled boots on the back of a Harley. The start of a Northeast tour.
What does the bus tour indicate, Governor?
It indicates a desire on our part to get across America and remind others about our founding. You know how important it is to respect and protect our Constitution.
But Palin's appearance with her husband and two daughters in tow wasn't appreciated by some of the writers in Rolling Thunder, which highlights the plight of prisoners of war.
Politics doesn't belong in this.
I don't feel that she had any business here.
Now, anybody wants to get a ride for the veterans is a great thing.
Palin was not invited to speak, but plenty of the bikers wanted their picture taken with the former Alaska governor, who can draw a crowd. But can she win the nomination?
Can she beat Barack Obama? Of course she can. She can.
Palin used a slick video to announce her bus tour, and aides say the bus will roll through Washington, D.C. later today. But they wouldn't confirm reports that she'll visit Gettysburg, the Liberty Bell in Philly, and the early primary state of New Hampshire. She might run into some potential candidates in New Hampshire if she goes. This weekend, Rudy Giuliani announced a fundraiser there. Mitt Romney expected to announce there. And now former New York Governor George Pataki is said to be eyeing a possible run. And Texas Governor Rick Perry, who had closed the door in a run, has now opened that door.
I'm going to think about it. But I think about a lot of things.
On CBS, Russ Mitchell, John Dickerson, together, talking about Ms. Palin and John McCain's comments that he thinks that Palin could beat Obama.
So what do you think? Is Sarah Palin really testing the waters here, or is she just reinforcing her brand?
She is testing the waters. She's out delivering her message and seeing what kind of a reception she gets. And if she does want to run, there's no better way to do it than to present yourself as simply answering the call of a popular groundswell. If in the end she decides not to, her brand is in good shape. She becomes the most sought-after endorsement from other Republicans, which means she'll have a lot of power within the Republican Party.
We heard John McCain say he believes that Sarah Palin could beat Barack Obama in a general election, of course, but let's not even go that far. Let's talk about the nomination. What do you think? Does she have a chance of even getting the nomination?
She has a core of supporters in the Republican Party, but outside of that very devoted core, she has some difficulty. One, she is very unpopular among independent voters, and so in a general election, she would have a very tough hill to climb. That worries some Republicans. But also, her favorable numbers, the number of people who think of her favorably in the Republican Party, has been going down. One thing to test from this bus tour is if she's able to improve her image just within her own party, that will give us some indication. If she can't do that, then she's not going to be able to do it in the cut and thrust of an actual campaign.
John, let's talk about a couple of wild cards out there. Texas Governor Rick Perry says he'll think about running. Rudy Giuliani, not in the race either, yet he's ahead in at least one poll. What does that say to you?
It's just another sign that Republicans are unhappy with the field as it's set right now. What some strategists worry, though, is when people like Governor Perry say they'll think about it, it forces Republicans to wait again a little bit more and not focus on the current field.
On NBC, Lester Holt talking to John Harwood of CNBC, who doesn't think that Sarah Palin is seriously considering joining the race.
She's got us all talking, which is probably certainly part of what Sarah Palin's looking for right now. But does this go beyond just PR for a TV personality, or are we watching the beginnings of a campaign for president?
I think there's a good chance that what she's simply doing is preserving her voice and her brand. The first thing to know about Sarah Palin is she has, given her negatives nationally in this country, she has next to zero chance of being elected president. Probably can't even be elected to or win the Republican nomination. But what she could do is deny someone else, like Tim Pawlenty, the opportunity to consolidate support on the right as an alternative to the establishment frontrunner, and that's Mitt Romney.
Well, she's sucking up a lot of oxygen in the room right now, just after we finish watching the Donald Trump will he or won't he game. So what does that mean for the rest of the Republican pack, the folks who have declared they want to run?
Donald Trump lent an air of chaos to the Republican race. They don't need any more of that. Republicans also don't need to absorb Sarah Palin's national negatives in this race. I think what Republicans hope most is that Sarah Palin clarifies before too long that she's not going to get into this race. But what we know is the same rules don't apply to her as apply to other people. She's so well known, has so much influence and clout on the right, she could get in much later than a conventional candidate.
Coming up, more on Sarah Palin. Plus, we'll hear from one of the Tea Party activists who says Mitt Romney doesn't have a chance. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. On Fox, Jamie Colby talked to political analyst Bob Beckel and Angela McLaughlin. They had different opinions about what Sarah Palin is up to.
Over the weekend, Senator John McCain says if she chooses to run, she certainly could win. Why?
Well, the question is, what else is he going to say? I mean, he did pick her for vice president, and that meant if something happened to him, that she, he thought she was qualified to be president. Now, this guy's taken 3 years of heat over this selection, but of course he's going to continue to defend it. He has no option but to do that. Do I think he really thinks she can win? I don't think he really thinks she can win, but I will say this. Can you imagine the other Republican nominees or people running for president this morning? Do you think Rick Santorum would get this kind of attention? This woman absolutely sucks. I'm sitting three blocks from where she is, and I feel the air coming out of this room. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Right, but Jamie, I don't think that McCain is defending Sarah Palin. She can stand her own, Bob. I mean, she's a darling of the Tea Party. She's a darling of the social conservative movement. And I agree with Senator McCain. She could win the nomination. She is a factor, but Sarah Palin can stand on her own. And Bob, she doesn't need John McCain to defend her.
Angela, what about independent voters, though? It seems to me they'll play a key role in the 2012 election.
They played a key role in electing Barack Obama, and independents want solutions. And Sarah, can she attract the mainstream voter? Can she attract independents? So the same thing, Jamie, that could help her win the nomination could go against her running against Barack Obama. And I can't see Sarah Palin changing her stance with the Tea Party and with social conservatives, so it could be a problem.
Bob, there was a new Gallup poll we wanted to bring up that came out that said who really benefited from some of the high-profile candidates that might have jumped into the GOP ring and chose not to. And one of them is Mitt Romney. And Sarah Palin's right there at number two. Ron Paul, who's run an incredible grassroots effort in every election he's ever put his name into, is number three. And then Newt Gingrich, who's announced as well, number four. Where Mitt Romney is concerned, when you look at him versus Sarah Palin, Bob, the question really is about Romneycare and Obamacare, and he's already come out right in front to talk about that. Do you think he's been successful? Is that the right strategy to distinguish himself on the issue of health care?
Well, I don't think he had a choice. I mean, he had to defend what he did. He was governor, and he signed the bill, but I think it's going to be a problem for him. He knows it's going to be a problem for him, but look, as far as Mitt Romney is concerned, he would love to see Sarah Palin get in this race and get as much of the news as she possibly can, because somebody is going to challenge Romney, assuming Romney now wins New Hampshire. If he doesn't, he's toast. But let's assume that he does and he remains the sort of nominal front runner. She makes everybody else in that race sort of insignificant. And the other thing I'd say is that the Republicans in modern times, in the last 50 years, have always had a front runner in the 40s, 50% mark at this stage of the game. Being down to 17% is not exactly what you'd call a secure front runner.
Angela, what are the names that we haven't heard then? Do you see others jumping into the ring? Who are you watching?
Well, I'm watching Bachman. And, of course, I wish that Chris Christie would jump in. He's still saying, you know, he's not ready to be president. But if he would jump in and if he would win the nomination and choose a Rubio as a running mate or Herman Cain, I think that that would be a great team. But as for Mitt Romney wanting Sarah Palin in, the establishment of the Republican Party is afraid of Sarah Palin. I don't think Mitt Romney wants her to jump in. He is the establishment's favorite. But the bottom line is this. Sarah Palin represents the Tea Party, and the Tea Party is a game changer in the Republican nomination.
Talk host Dave Ross and Jessica Gottesman talking about Sarah Palin and how they think she's just drumming up publicity for another round of speaking tours.
John McCain was on with Chris Wallace on Fox talking about the possibility of Sarah Palin beating Barack Obama. Guess what he thinks?
Of course she can. She can. Now, whether she will or not, whether she'll even run or not, I don't know. But, you know, a lot of things happen in campaigns, Chris. You remember I was written off a couple of times and we were able to come back. So there's going to be a roller coaster ride for all of them before we finally arrive at our nominee. But she certainly is a major factor. And I believe that she can be very competitive.
George Will was not very nice to her over the weekend on ABC's This Week. He basically said, we all know what Americans think of when they think of the idea of Sarah Palin having control of nuclear weapons. No way are we voting for that woman. Even George Will is saying that, which is very unfair to her.
She's running, I think.
Yeah, well, one way or the other, is she going to win? I think George Will is right, probably not. But what's the downside of her running? Nothing.
No, the Democrats love it. But one of the things that we were talking about and I had been reading about are the analysts who say she's setting herself up right now to at least be a running mate again. Not necessarily a presidential candidate.
I can't imagine. Why would anybody pick her as a running mate?
She'll bring in votes. She's in leather on a Harley. People love her. They love her.
That still raises the issue of if the worst happens, she's got her finger on the button. I think that mainly for her, this guarantees five, six-figure speaking fees for the foreseeable future.
Absolutely.
Which is good for her. It guarantees book sales. The moment you have any chance, however remote, of becoming the President of the United States, that can't hurt you. So I think that's probably the primary motivation.
On MSNBC, Tamron Hall here with Tea Party activist Katrina Pearson, who says Mitt Romney doesn't have a chance. This seems to be going around as sort of an epidemic of people with that idea.
Let me ask you, what do you think of Mitt Romney? Is he trying to reinvent the past?
Well, it seems that he's trying to reinvent the past, Cameron, but I mean, the reality of the situation is Romney's book sequel is going to be I Apologize instead of No Apology, simply because now he's just a walking hypocrite.
So you do not see him as the person who should, from those words, I'm assuming, represent the Republicans and against President Obama.
No, absolutely not. The base of this movement, the conservative base, the Tea Party movement, they're 100% against any type of government health care, Romneycare, Obamacare. It's all the same to us.
Is it the mandate portion of Romneycare, or what Tea Party members like to refer to as Obamacare, that is the sticking point here for you?
Well, I think it's just the principle that the government should not be in business of regulating health insurance. There is health insurance available. They need to open up the markets and let the free market work, not impose mandates on the public. So that's really the huge issue here, is the mandate. It's not so much the public option, but it's the mandate.
So what do you think of when you hear Mitt Romney say that he will repeal President Obama's health care reform? And you use the word hypocrisy, but do you believe it will eventually hurt him beyond the Tea Party?
Well, I mean, I do, because like I said, he is now a walking hypocrite. He has not once apologized for doing what he did. He will not admit that it was wrong, even though it hasn't been proven to be effective. It hasn't decreased the number of people in the emergency room. There's no certainty of what it has or has not done to the budget. So, I mean, of course it's going to hurt him. I mean, nobody wants to go into the primary with a candidate that's treading water just to have a candidate that's going to be backpedaling.
Coming up next, now that he's not running, Mike Huckabee turns his attention to Herman Cain. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
30.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Again, the focus is on the discussions on the issue-oriented talk radio and talk television programs. Back to Fox we go. Mike Huckabee talking to Herman Cain, talking about the criticism he, Cain, is getting for having no previous experience holding any political office.
Herman Cain has gotten early praise for his performance at the South Carolina Republican debate. He's an experienced businessman, the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, but he's never held elected office. Now, you may remember candidate Barack Obama getting criticized because he never ran anything. So earlier, I asked Herman Cain, isn't it fair criticism maybe that he's never run a government?
You're absolutely right, Mike. And as it turns out, most of the people in Washington, D.C., they have held public office before. And as we can see, we've got a mess on our hands. We've become a nation of crises. We've got a moral crisis. We've got an economic crisis. We have an entitlement crisis, entitlement spending crisis, an energy crisis, and the list goes on. I happen to believe that the skills of being a problem solver as a businessman, that's exactly what this government needs. It needs some discipline in terms of, are we working on the right problems? Are we setting the right priorities? Do we have the right people in the government? And fourthly, are we putting together the right plans that truly represent what the people want to happen? This president and administration has demonstrated that they have disregarded the will of the American people one too many times. So I happen to think that my problem-solving skills as a businessman is exactly what this country needs. And a lot of people out here believe exactly the same thing.
Talk host Ross Kaminsky here with Joel Babin from RealClearPolitics.com about getting others to join the presidential race, like Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan and Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Paul himself says, no thanks, I'm too young, I'm not interested, I like what I'm doing. But, you know, some people are arguing, look, he's the only guy who can explain the Republican position on entitlement reform.
Well, a very dear friend of mine is a retired U.S. senator, came over for a cigar last weekend, and we sat around and he made a very compelling point. You know, the Ryan budget plan is going to be a huge issue next year, whomever runs. So you may as well, whether it's on the top side of the ticket or the second point, you know, whether he's the main nominee or the presidential nominee or the vice presidential nominee, you need to have him on there to explain it and defend it, because the press is just saying all sorts of things about it that flatly aren't true.
What's your take on Texas Governor Rick Perry, who said he would think about it and his betting odds jumped up when he just said that?
Yeah, I think Perry has a lot of potential. He's a solid conservative, and if you look, you know, during his tenure and for a while before it too, you know, Texas has the most booming economy this side of China. I mean, people are fleeing Wisconsin and California because they have such hostile business environments. A lot of them are going to Texas. Texas is doing a lot of things right, and I think Perry has a lot of potential. I'd like to see him jump in, and let's see how this works out.
You know, one thing that's very strange to me, and I wonder if you can explain it, former Utah Governor John Huntsman, who, you know, in this recent Gallup poll shows up as a 2% preference, and I thought even that was a little high. But in the betting odds, he's just barely behind Pawlenty, trading 17% to be the nominee.
Well, I you and I disagree on the value of those trading odds. The in-trade stuff's very interesting and it's fun, but I don't think it really means anything. I think Huntsman has zero chance of getting the nomination and probably should have zero chance of getting the nomination. He's quite literally just another pretty face.
Yeah, to me, I've described him as another young, moderate, rich, relatively good-looking Mormon. Do we need another one of those in the race?
No. Well, you know, Romney's no longer relatively young, but, you know, I just, it's not even the question of the Mormon thing. I mean, his track record is not stellar. He served the Obama administration and its policies. That's really the issue, and its policies in China.
Mm-hmm.
So he's bought into a lot of the things that Obama has done on foreign policy, and that's just flat wrong. I just don't think that we need a moderate, and, you know, whether you're good-looking or not, I mean, heck, I was prepared to vote for Mitch Daniels, and he's not exactly a fashion plate.
So was I. I actually sold John Huntsman at 17% yesterday, so I'm on the same page with you there. Now, what's your take on the contrast between Romney and Pawlenty in terms of Romney standing up solid for Romney Care, where Pawlenty offered a real mea culpa for his prior acceptance of or approval of cap and trade policies, and then Pawlenty coming out against ethanol subsidies and Romney coming out for them?
Yeah, I think that's two huge points in Pawlenty's favor. You know, he made a mistake and he understands where that diverges from the conservative position, and he said mea culpa. Romney's defense of Romney Care and especially the individual mandate is a disqualifier. I mean, when Newt Gingrich went after that and pretty much took the same position, that was a disqualifier in my book. You know, let's put it this way. I would like to like Mitt Romney, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
You can find out more about what's the focus of our attention. The Talk Radio Countdown Show box is easily found on the homepage at DougStephan.com.